Well, in an effort to get the coronavirus vaccine into the arms of Americans, some medical professionals have been floating this idea of giving single doses like they're doing in the UK. But the Food and Drug Administration says right now they're not recommending any dosing changes here in the U.S. Both the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines require two doses taken weeks apart. And for now, it looks like it will stay that way. For more on the science behind this, let's bring in Michael Mina, an epidemiologist and physician at Harvard. Doctor, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, doctor, the idea of the single dose is so that the vaccine can reach twice as many people. You want there to be more research into this, but you believe it actually could be a good idea. Why?
What we're seeing now is we're at a critical point in this pandemic, of course, where we have an extraordinary number of cases that are out and about in this country and in the greater world. People are dying at huge numbers, almost 4,000 a day, some days today in the U.S. alone. So the faster we can get more vaccines into more people's arms, the better, especially the most vulnerable people. Now, we don't want to do this without data or evidence, so we want to run the trials, and we want to start the trials today, and there are efficient ways to do it. But the point is, if we can figure out how to more efficiently get more doses out to more people in the same amount of time that we would otherwise get individuals vaccinated with two doses, we could potentially have a much greater impact on saving lives and reducing spread of this virus in the near term.
I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, though, are over 90% effective after two doses. How effective are they after a single dose? And I understand that you're asking for more research on this, but if this is something that we're going to do in the immediate future, these are questions we have to be asking.
So we know from the trials, from the phase three trials of both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, that we saw around a 90% or 92% efficacy after one dose and before the second dose going out to a month. Now, it wasn't studied beyond a month because people ended up getting the second dose. But there have been some post-hoc analyses people have looked at of those people who only ended up getting one dose for whatever reason. What was the efficacy? And that seemed to remain at around 90%. So the data wasn't clean because that wasn't part of the trial, but it at least gives us a window to have that as a baseline. We know that there was good protection in the short term after a single dose. And so then the question becomes more an optimization question. If you extend that out for more than 1 month and you go to 2 months or 3 months or maybe 6 months, how much efficacy do you lose after just a single dose? And how does that compare to what the effect of not giving twice as many people a vaccine because you're giving everyone two doses instead of one? And so those are how we're thinking of balancing and sort of weighing the choices here.
Do you think we really have time to study this? Or is there a benefit? I guess that's the question you're asking, is just to adopt that approach to get more shots out right now.
I think we could start. You know, the phase three trials were only most people in the phase three trials didn't even go out for a full 3 months. So we could have started in mid-December. We could start today. And there's ways that we could do this today. A lot of people have already gotten one vaccine, especially in the healthcare sector. There's a lot of people in healthcare who don't actually see patients who have now received vaccines. For example, myself, I'm a pathologist. But in general, I'm never in the hospital these days because I work on different issues than seeing patients. But I'm eligible for a vaccine. So had I gotten a vaccine 2 weeks ago, maybe I would be willing to enroll and say, you know what, I'm not going to get my second dose. So we've already bought ourselves 2 weeks of time into this trial. And if we could go out for 2 months and maybe 3 months, you know, then we could really start to understand more. But to your point, this is a critical question at this moment. We have huge numbers of cases, and I think that the argument could be made to think about at least spacing them out. It doesn't have to be one dose versus two doses. It could be one dose versus a second dose 2 or 3 months later, or at the very least, let's not keep the second doses in the freezer just to make sure they're there. let's just let the supply, the constant supply of vaccines that we are expecting, keep up to pace. And so we can stop, we don't end up stowing away a bunch of vaccines in a freezer while other people could be using them. But instead, we just keep vaccinating people on a rotating basis. So there's a lot of different ways that we could be doing this much more efficiently than we are at the moment.
It's Dr. Michael Mina, an epidemiologist, immunologist, and physician at Harvard. And we'll link you to his New York Times opinion piece at hereandnow.org. Doctor, thank you so much.
Happy to be here. Thanks a lot.